Climb in the back and hold on to that calf, will you, Neil? Steve asked. Do you have a rope?
Yep, at home, where I forgot it. Just get a headlock on the calf and keep it from jumping out or tumbling around.
Neil found that the only way he could get a headlock on the calf was by kneeling on the metal bed of the truck. This wasn't too bad until the truck got bumping down the road, bouncing Neil's knees off the steel studs with every rut, rock, and jolt, of which there were about 2,000. Neil winced, groaned, whimpered, and finally cursed every time his kneecap slammed into the steel, but he held onto the calf. The calf wasn't all that thrilled either. Bawling and trembling, she let loose a stream of urine all over both of Neil's pant legs. Neil could feel it soaking through and sticking to his legs, but he held onto the calf until the truck took a particularly daredevil bounce, and the calf squirmed out of Neil's hold and attempted to jump over the back end. Neil sprawled on his stomach and managed to get a hold of her left rear leg. This was a tactical error, because it left her right rear leg free. Not a calf to miss an opportunity, she hauled off and gave him a Bruce Lee to the diaphragm. Neil got a grip on the hoof implanted in his chest and managed to flip the calf over onto his lap, discovering that a baby cow weighs a lot more than the baby person he'd probably never be able to have, judging by the sudden pain in his crotch. But he held onto the calf. He could hear Steve happily singing along to some tune on the radio about a mother not letting her babies grow up to be cowboys or something, which Neil didn't think was very funny. But the calf must have liked it, because she let out a big sigh and relaxed in his lap. She felt so relaxed that she let loose the contents of her bowels on those parts of his pant legs that she'd missed soaking with urine. Neil kind of wished that Steve had remembered that rope. But he held onto the calf, stroked her neck, and cooed soothing endearments. He hurt like crazy from the earlier beating, but he held onto the calf. Steve stopped the truck by the back of the Mills house, got out, and took a look at Neil and the calf.
She piss and shit on you?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll do that. Do you two want to snuggle some more, or shall we introduce her to her new mama?
He dropped the back gate, and the calf scrambled out the back end. Steve opened a rickety wood and wire gate and shooed her into the small corral behind the barn. Neil stepped in behind him. The sun was getting low and the sky was turning a soft salmon pink. The air was crisp and cool. Neil could see how he could fall in love with all of this and never want to leave.
Now the fun begins, Steve said. I don't know if I can stand any more fun.
See, Eleanor has a calf of her own, and she's too dumb to figure out we're trying to help her by bringing in this young interloper. So even though she needs another calf to suck on those udders, she's going to resist. She'll try to kick that calf, and if I know Eleanor like I do know Eleanor, she'll try to kick it square in the head.
No, Neil thought. She's not going to kill that calf. I have two broken knees, a purple chest, I'm covered with shit and soaked with piss, and I've become kind of possessive of that calf.
So what do we do? Neil asked.
Well, we do a number of things. See, these are range cattle. They're about half wild anyway, and long about dusk they hide their calves in the brush on the lower slope. So first we have to find Eleanor's calf before the lions or the coyotes do.
Lions?
Mountain lions. And then drive the little thing back to the barn. Eleanor'll follow, even though she already suspects an ambush. Then we finagle Eleanor into a stanchion, sneak around her backside and tie a rope around her hips so it pinches a nerve and hurts if she tries to kick. Then we introduce the new calf to its new lunch counter, which won't be difficult because a calf will just naturally go for it, if you know what I mean. After the new calf sucks for a while, Eleanor will forget it ain't really hers, and then she'll take care of it.
Lions?
They're scared of people.
Oh, good.
However, Steve said, I'm going to bring the rifle along just in case.
In case of what?
In case we run across a psychotic one. Or some goofball survivalist who figures that taking my calves is cheaper and easier than raising his own. I could use your help.
Two is a lot better than one when you're trying to drive cows on foot, and it would save me the trouble of saddling up a horse. Besides which, the doctor told me I should take a daily constitutional.
Sure. I would never pass up a chance for a sundown confrontation with a lion and/or goofball survivalist rustler, Neil thought.